me a dirty waters that Jesus walked on.
Dirty Water Podcast.
All right. Welcome to Dirty Water Podcast, motherfuckers. That was just some new shit I wanted to do, guys.
Wow.
Yeah, that sounds disgusting.
It sounds really violent.
All right, listen. This is Dirty Water Podcast. This is Lex.
JB.
Moses.
And
ooh, that sounded like we did that before. We practiced.
Yeah, you had me.
Yeah, you had me now.
Now
niggas are about fucking time. Yeah, we got OG Luther here with us today. And OG Luther is a triple OG or the OG of the OGs.
Triple O's, triple stack, triple double.
That's a lot of damn OGs right there.
Yeah, I mean, listen, man. You've been through the struggle.
Yeah. Luther, you know what I'm saying?
Please tell the listeners how old you are, triple OG Luther.
Around.
Yeah, what story you want me to tell?
No. I said, how old are you, sir?
Oh, I'm 68 years old.
Right. Mm.
68 years old.
So you've seen it all?
I haven't seen it all, but I've seen quite a few things.
Oh, really?
Mm. Yeah.
Well, living the best life.
Well, you got a good OG story.
I've seen shit where I saw a motherfucker with a gun to his head, and a homeboy pulled a trigger.
What?
And it clicked.
Oh.
Gun didn't go off. I was standing there with the brother. So as soon as the gun clicked the first time, he and I knew exactly what was up. It was gonna be a robbery. And we went to whooping on motherfuckers' ass.
Oh, God. Damn.
Okay.
It was in Queens, New York.
Oh, man.
Went out to
around what time?
Queens.
What years?
This must have been 85. Maybe 86, 87. I'm
okay.
Old.
Okay.
My memory is a little frosty. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we went to get a kilo of cocaine.
Okay. Lord, hold up.
Whoa.
What the hell up for? Y'all ain't been talking about that.
No, I like it.
We love it.
Nah.
It's just, we don't talk about that here. So continue. Kilo is what?
This is back in the day in my time when I was doing dirty fucking shit.
Right.
I like it.
Y'all shit is called Dirty Water.
Dirty? Yeah. Give me the dirty.
I'm
going to give you some dirty shit.
Okay. Yeah. So
me and homeboy went to get a fucking kilo.
Gotcha.
Got there, our money on the goddamn table, cocaine on the fucking table. They ain't planning to rob us.
Damn. White
boy pulled up. Well, he wasn't white. He was a goddamn Cuban. I don't know what he fucking was.
Okay.
Cuban. You got the real
He was a Hispanic. Descent.
Gotcha.
And we were buying dope from them. Mm.
Right.
Pull out the gun, put in my man head, pull the fucking trigger.
What?
Then homeboy, we had to goddamn go to ballot.
Wow.
We beat them motherfuckers down to the fucking floor. When we walked out of there, there was so much damn blood and shit, I hope they're still alive.
Mm. Damn.
But we had $40,000 and a kilo of cocaine.
That's
doubled up.
We doubled up. Back in those days, kilos like $40,000.
Yeah. Right.
No, so
right.
We had our money going to do this thing fair and square. Mm. They plan to rob us and kill us and take our money and go on about their business.
Right.
But it just so happens that he knew what to do when the gun go click.
Right.
Right.
He put the whipping on motherfucker ass. That's what happened.
Damn.
Feel like you had an angel on your back.
Two of them.
I swear.
They were there floating like a butterfly. Next day.
Okay.
I went to work.
This is the real Scarface. This is the real Scarface.
I had a job. I was working 12, 13 hours a fucking day.
Right.
Hold down job. Had a good job, too.
Yeah.
Worked for a big bank in New York City.
Right.
Coming home that night, sitting in my car, I had about $3,500. I said, let me count this money.
Mm.
Got to a traffic light down by Hunts Point, right there by Yankee State.
Okay.
No, exactly.
And that traffic light, before you get on this, if anybody know anything about New York, it's just before you get on 87 to head north up the up Westchester County.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm sitting there looking at my money and counting my damn money. I said, oh God, I got 3,500, 3,600. I look around, here this motherfucking punk ass motherfucker.
Damn.
Walk up to the window. I had my window down. It was springtime.
Right.
Oh. I had the window down in the car.
Yeah.
He walked up to me with a goddamn knife.
What?
And I give it up. I said, give up what? I said, hold, baby. Hold. It's all right. I said, you got it all. But meanwhile, he didn't realize that during this time, I always kept a towel in the car. On the passenger seat.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I was driving an 86 Toyota Supra. Little sports car.
86, you said an 86
Toyota Supra? Celica GT.
Ooh. Damn.
That's what I had.
Okay.
That's when the Supras first came out.
Right.
He said, I said, okay, man, take it easy. I had a 45 laying up under the child on the seat of the car.
Right.
Yeah.
So he said that. I reached down. I said, all right, man, I'm going to get you. I reached down and grabbed the goddamn 45, reached out the window and popped that motherfucker. Toop, toop.
Ooh. Oh,
I didn't want to kill the man. Cause right. I never was a killer.
Yeah. Right.
I just don't have killers in my blood.
Yeah.
Right. That's yourself,
right, that ain't the right thing to take a man's life.
Yeah.
You're in the drug game. So, yeah. Sometimes you have to do it cause your life depends on it.
Right.
But so I didn't kill him. I shot him in the fucking kneecaps. Yeah. I told him goddamn kneecaps.
Ooh.
Goddamn.
Damn.
Yeah, that was some dead president shit.
And that was at the stoplight.
That was at the stoplight. Right.
Yeah.
About 7 o'clock, about 7:30 in the morning.
In the morning?
Damn, Unc, you was right. On some dead president shit, weren't you?
Yeah, boy. I've been out
kneecaps.
Been out all night, partying, sniffing dope and shit. Woo! Goddamn hoes. Playing the goddamn game. Yeah,
you were dressed.
Oh, yeah. You know.
You were dressed sharp, huh?
Good old days.
I was sharp, but I don't goddamn pair up. At that time, for us, $800 goddamn shoes.
Ooh.
Goddamn,
come on.
In the 80s?
$800
shoes, and you talking
about
you want
shot? Salvatore Ferragamo shoes. Y'all know who Salvatore is.
Damn.
That's what happened that morning. Damn. Those 2 days.
So yeah. That's real triple OG. That's OG Luther. God damn it. That's some real
OG.
Sheesh.
That's the good old days, man. Sniffing dope. Those were good old days.
Those were good old days. Drugs back in them days. We was getting to the 85% damn pure.
Yeah, that fire.
Making that right, money.
That fire, nigga.
Take a fish out the ocean. Swing him up in the damn sunshine. All you see was the flakes on his goddamn back.
Fish scale, yeah, nigga.
Fish scale come from.
What was the parties at? What was y'all
all over town, all over New York City. Mm. I partied all over New York City. We used to party and sold dope to some of the New York Yankee baseball players and shit.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I ain't calling out no names and shit.
Oh, my God.
There's a couple of them buying like 4 ounces a damn week apiece.
Damn.
That was a get down.
They regular thing.
They regular thing. And right. Go out, play the girls and shit.
Yeah.
Had a couple of them. Had a couple more people. Some bankers, some lawyers. Down on Wall Street, we had some of them customers and stuff.
Right.
Nice, quiet game. You know, the game used to be an honorable game.
Right.
Honorable.
Right. Now everybody want to flash.
Everybody want to be flashing. Everybody's about, it's all a cutthroat game.
Yeah.
Back in those days, you tell a man something, the man, if you can do, that's what you did.
Right.
Man tell you he can do something, that's what you did. A man give you half a kilo of cocaine, tell you you got 5 or 6 days to sell it. You give 5 or 6 days, you go give him his damn money.
Right.
And get you another package. Mm-hmm. But these days, these motherfuckers out here think they doing something. They ain't doing nothing but fucking it up for everybody else. They shooting and killing over goddamn candy bars. It don't make no fucking sense.
Right.
Ridiculous.
So triple OG. So
yes, sir.
Back in the day, what it's like, how can you say, was it loyal?
It was a loyal game. The game was always loyal back in them days.
And that's what I seen back in the day, like, if you look at the documents, most of the time you seen like everybody was loyal.
Everybody was loyal.
Mm-hmm. That's right. You know what I'm saying? Even the killers, but most of the killers did get caught up. Most of them snitched, but not all of them.
All of them snitched. Back in those days, if you got caught, you know, the game is you take your own fucking weight.
Right.
You don't go around telling on no damn body yet. Mm-hmm. But these young punk ass motherfuckers right now, they go out there as soon as they get caught with goddamn 3 grams. They tell on everybody in damn town.
Yeah.
They ain't gonna give you a damn 60 days. If you get 6 months for 3 grams, They ain't gonna do shit. But why mess up another man's life, his family? Because you ain't never a bitch.
Right.
It don't make no sense.
Yeah. How it's crazy. That's how it goes.
Yeah.
They break down the whole faculty.
Yeah.
But see, back then, like, y'all knew the game. Like, if you went into it, you know what you had
if
to do.
If you in it, you in it.
Okay.
You in it. But you were loyal with it. No snitching. Something happened to you. You take the damn weight. That's your fault. You take your own time.
Yeah.
But you don't put nobody else in jail because you got caught.
Because y'all all in it. Y'all know what y'all doing.
That's right. You don't put nobody else in jail. You don't tell them nobody else. No, you got caught. It's your fault.
Mm.
Go do your time. Keep your mouth closed.
Right.
The mother can't promise me nothing. But then another meal, tomorrow in jail.
Yeah. You gotta speak into the mic.
Oh, was I too off or far off there, young man?
Oh, you good?
Oh,
okay.
He said I'm good.
Oh, I'm speaking to Triple OG
with the mic, there, boy.
Yeah. Tell Triple OG.
Eric, swing the goddamn mic. Oh, wow.
E. Yo, shout out to E.
E. I'm sorry.
E. Shout out to E.
I got a question. Is the game worth it?
If you get away with it.
No. Honestly.
If you get away,
right.
I could have been in jail 4 or 5 times. Matter of fact, my partner, which was a Caucasian man,
right.
He went to jail and did that boot camp jail time.
Right.
And they was after me because during this time, I was driving I had a company luxury car I was driving. Right. It belonged to the company I worked for.
Right.
So when I would go to his house, they thought that I was the man who was bringing all the drugs and stuff.
Oh, okay.
But he had to, he knew the guy and had to connect. So he would always pick up and I'd see him later and go get my share of the pile. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
So he went to jail and didn't say a word on me and shit. Mm. Matter of fact, when he was in Valhalla jail,
right.
I went up there to visit him and everything. He told me a story. And I smuggled 3 grams of cocaine in jail for him to get to the boys in jail. They'll know that he was down, he was straight. He could handle it. He could do right. shit.
Yo, I'm loving it.
That shit is
crazy. Shout out to Valhalla, 914.
Yeah. Westchester County,
What about, hey, Dave, you got a question? You got a question for him?
I'm just enjoying the stories. I'm thinking about these stories.
Man, we can't give him. We can't listen. He can't give all the stories away in one podcast, can he? Like, go on.
You got a lifetime of stories.
Yeah, I got a few more. Y'all, so you want me to told me to come out here and tell y'all a few stories.
I said, come out here and talk a little shit.
So I just come out here and talk a shit with my family members and engineers and all this shit. We just have a little fun.
Yeah, we have fun.
I like it.
That's
I like
all.
Do you like this podcast?
Yeah, it's nice. I enjoy what y'all doing.
Great. I'm glad.
But you got to get your shit a little better tightened up. You got to tighten
up. What are you talking about?
Y'all say 3 o'clock. Goddamn it, 9:05. Y'all on nigga time.
Yeah. Come on, man.
And you know it.
It's gonna get better. It's gonna get better.
Right.
It's gonna get better. But tighten up your game.
Yeah, we got this, man. We was on a little CP time. We had to get it together, man.
I'm enjoying y'all coming by the house. We sit down here on the porch, relaxing.
Right.
Be able to help you and tell a few stories.
Oh, you got another one for us?
Wait, hey, was you around with Nicky Barnes and them niggas?
Oh, I never met Nicky Barnes. But I knew Frank. I met Frank Lucas later in the years. After he had went to jail a few times and come out.
Okay.
He used to come up in White Plains.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew some people up in White Plains, New York, which are dead and gone now.
Right.
There was players, and they used to have, you know, down in New York City, they used to have after-hours joints in New York City.
Okay.
And everybody would go down there and gamble at night. Sometimes you might go in that place where they're gambling. Shit might be $200,000 or $300,000 and niggas throwing craps and playing poker.
Easy.
Yeah.
Easy, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, that was back in the day. Back in the late 80s. Mm. Early, middle 80s, late 80s and shit. That's when Frank went to jail. I can't remember. Frank came out, must have been 90 something. And he came up to White Plains a few times and I saw him and knew who he was and shit. And we would talk about this guy had the after I was joined down in New York City on 124th Street, near Lenox Avenue in the city. It was after I was joined down there, and we always, you know, get down there and at nighttime because all the bars were closed at 4 o'clock.
Right.
So after 4 o'clock, up in Westchester County, you know, everybody want to have something to do, you know.
Yeah.
So we always go back, go to New York City.
Yeah.
And have a good time and gamble and watch bitches on the goddamn stage dancing naked and shit. Everybody throwing money, having a good damn time.
Right.
You know,
right.
Just fun. It was just fun.
Just fun.
It was just fun. It was
really
fun.
How many stacks was y'all throwing
out? I've walked around and probably had 10 or 12 stacks in my pocket.
God.
At
a time. Come on. I'm loving it.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm loving
it.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I didn't never leave home at night going out to do something without 3 or 4 stacks in my pocket. At least 7-8 grams of cocaine to pass out and give to the hoes. And shit.
What's the?
Hold on. So they had the boom boom room.
Yeah, it was something like the boom boom room.
I told you, Andy. The red light special. Yeah.
What's the most cocaine you ever seen?
Red light special.
At one time.
I've seen a lot. The most I ever had it myself at one time is like 6,000 grams at one time.
6,000 grams.
It's like 5 kilos, a little over 5 kilos.
Mm.
I had a guy used to deliver to me, and I wouldn't be home because I knew I had, remember I told you I had a job, I worked. And
right.
He had somebody drop cocaine off at my house, in my apartment, in front of my door. When I get home, the package would be still sitting there, and nobody didn't fuck with it.
Right.
And I'd come home, I see it sitting there. But I knew it was 5,000 or no less than 2,500 grams at a damn time.
Man.
Yeah. Oh shit! Oh, I can't. Y'all told me to hold some of the stories, but I got a street story to tell you in my next go around. remind me to tell you this next time.
To be continued.
I love it.
Yeah. Dirty Water Podcast.
Yeah, DirtyWaterPodcast.com. Oh, is it .com?
Nah.
No. Okay. But Dirty Water.
It will be though. It will be.
Yeah, I got fucking most of it. I just thought about that. I forgot about that, man.
I'm like, Triple OG, give it out.
Fucking tell
outs.
It. Fuck it.
It was sweet.
Let it go.
I got to have something for you.
I like it.
I'm going to give it all away at one time. People be listening and say, oh, goddamn, Luther got something else to say. Mm. Maybe they like what I'm saying tonight. Next week or next 2 weeks, I change this story, that story.
Got you.
They're going crazy right now.
They probably
you always gotta leave them hanging so they want some more.
Look, you gotta spoon feed. OG Luther. That's what I was just about to say.
It's like in a drug game. You never give them the best product. You give them a little sample of what's good. And you save the good stuff for later.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Man, motherfucking triple OG with the stories, man. Dirty Water Podcast, yo. So, welcome home to DMX, man.
Word, the dog is home, man.
Word. Hold up.
Dog sounds sick.
Yeah, why the fuck?
And that's how that nigga sound. He's not young. He's not young no more. Have you heard that nigga bark?
Nigga, I just heard you bark.
That's how he bark.
Don't bark on here no more.
That's how he did.
Do not bark on the podcast.
Don't get mad because that's the way he was doing it.
Man, you fucking.
Now you mad at me.
I'm mad you barked on the podcast.
So keep going, motherfucker.
Yeah, X
about me barking.
X needed to just come home and chill with his peoples real quick. You know what I mean? Build with his family. He don't need to get right back in the studio. I hope not because seemed like studio is bringing the. Could bring the worst out of it. That was nasty.
Yeah, gonna burp like that.
Yeah, I taste a little spaghetti came up too. That shit was crazy.
That was delicious.
That was nasty.
The spaghetti was delicious, but
I hope he come out. I'm looking forward to hearing him rap something. You know, what I mean, I know it ain't gonna be the same, but shit, I want to hear X.
I just want him to live his life. I don't think he's worried about rapping too much right now.
Because when the dog
fall asleep. Let the dog sleep.
Nah, that the dog was on some shit, man.
I tell you one thing, before I go to sleep, I'm playing This Dark As Hell Is Hot. Like, God, so I'm giving the and that flesh in my flesh. And all that shit is spinning before I go to sleep.
That's something ill to go fall asleep to, nigga.
That's
something.
You don't be going to sleep, man.
Right.
Nigga, him be like that sometimes. Yeah, be like that sometimes.
You gonna get arrested and shit.
And they gonna be hearing you barking and shit when you sleeping and shit. Get the fuck out of here.
Yo, don't say those. No, the fuck I'm not.
What the fuck, nigga?
Earth.
Hey, you stupid, man.
Oh.
Good?
All right. Yo, yeah, welcome home, X, man. J. Cole, middle child.
I like it.
That shit,
J. Cole.
That shit hard.
Yeah, it's J.
It's
Cole.
It's J. Cole. Like, come on.
Right. That shit is, the beat is right. He talking his shit.
Yeah.
Is he go? You think he going at anybody, though?
Shots fired.
You think it's shots fired?
Yeah, it's a little subliminals and shit.
I'm always talking this shit, but like,
Kanye subliminals and all that bullshit.
It's like the Rick Ross thing.
I don't think it was Kanye subliminals.
It's like the Rick Ross thing.
Okay. What about the Rick Ross thing?
Lyrics. It's hot. Make you like, oh.
He talking about when he said that Tekashi joint.
Oh, okay. What the fuck? Shut up.
Man. Hurry up, man.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. Yeah. I don't think so.
I'm okay.
I'm ready for it.
I'm sick of your fucking attitude.
I don't care. Be sick of it.
I'm
saucy.
Sick of you and Dave attitude.
Man, I'm saucy because I was just.
Treat me with some damn respect. I don't give a fuck about no saucy.
I'm saucy.
Treat me respect.
I'm saucy.
Fuck you, nigga.
Right. You know what I mean?
This nigga's talking about, man.
But I guess he's coming with an album, man. I hope so. It's gonna be some rappity shit on it.
He got the Dreamville project coming out. So him, it's like a compilation, I believe, of him and all his artists that he got, JID and Earth Gang and a few other niggas, Boss and all the niggas he got signed under Dreamville. So
I don't know. I think he's coming with an album and that album.
Oh yeah, no, but that's coming up next.
The
Dreamville album's coming up next. I'm sure he got another album coming up. Right. After that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, he was on fire last year with all those fucking features and shit. So
still going hard though.
Yeah, he's spitting.
That's what's making it's crazy. People just like, oh, when is he gonna fall off? He's never gonna fall off, I feel.
Nah, he's doing his thing.
When he get older.
Yeah, he's doing his thing. So yeah, shout out to Cole, Dreamville, Ville shit. The baby.
What the baby?
The baby from Charlotte.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he all
right. Yeah, I just got put on to him. I fucks with him. Shout out to Charlotte.
So, I'm into about him, though. Y'all just catching up.
I mean, hey, look. Well, I'm glad I'm catching up.
He called himself something else, though. He was like Baby Jesus.
It was like that else. Back in the day or something?
Yeah, he just kept switching up his name. It was like little gimmick, cause you know what I'm saying? You got the baby and all there, everybody else. So I guess he was just trying to figure out what to call him so people just know it's his music.
Right.
But he just stand out by his own. He a real dude, though. Like,
yeah.
I mean, you done seen what people try to do. I think anybody try to test anybody in the rap game.
Yeah, I bet he got a couple more listens when he bodied that nigga in Walmart.
Oh, word.
It's like anybody. I mean, it's just respect. Like, come on. He got his baby and his baby mama. Come on. Not no horns about to go to them. Yeah. That's any situation right. Anybody's in.
And
no horn.
And he has the right to carry his gun.
Yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is what it is. What about them niggas? Them niggas that was trying to press him in Atlanta and shit when he was doing the video, trying to shoot his video and shit.
I mean, you still show respect. He was like, you could have been told me this. Don't try to press up on me when I'm like doing it now.
Yeah,
it was
so like, you, gotta
like
check
you trying to show yourself then? Because like, if that's the case, you would have been came up to him. Real OGs always come up to him respectfully anyway. So
right.
Like, I don't understand it.
I mean, I think he handled it in a respectful way. Like,
yeah. He didn't get too rowdy with him, but they had little words exchanged, but they left it at that. He didn't get disrespectful, even though they sound like they was getting a little agitated with him, you know.
Right.
I mean, he played this move and then shit finished the video.
Oh, they was doing the baby war. They was very disrespectful.
Well, shit, they could have walked up. They ain't walk up as far as I thought they would have, but they walked up a little bit.
Nah, I think it's some shit we don't see. Cause like I don't say he has
security.
I'm probably sure he had his boys And they was all around. Like,
from,
yeah.
I don't know. I ain't seen no.
All I seen around. Was the camera crew, but I'm just saying, like, they weren't. You don't want to really get your.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure he had somebody with him. Yeah. He wasn't talking that confidence and not had that fire on him.
Yeah, I think he was too cool.
He was too cool to be like, talking to me.
Let's do the video. And I respect that. Like, anytime. I done seen one time with Waka and Gucci Man was doing a video. Some dude had checked him and was spitting all that. And Waka went to go. Seemed like knock the nigga out, and Gucci just grabbed him. Mm. Made him like lame, but at the same time, it was just like business. Certain he was like that dude just wasting time. Yeah. So that's it. It's just like business point of view. Like, I just feel like you grown when you just can walk away, just like Kodak Black did on the interview. Like he was just
he was out. Yeah.
Like I ain't about to talk about this shit, nigga.
Yeah. Yo, I fuck with his music though, man. The baby, this shit, he got a little sound going. I'm fucking with Yeah, I'm rolling with it. Shit, I'm gonna go ahead and give him some more. Yeah, he North Carolina. Yeah, you already know.
Yeah, shout out to Charlotte.
Shout out to Charlotte. So, the game.
This nigga.
The game.
In this
Kim K shit. The fuck? Why the fuck is the game just? Going,
cause that's what like, the game do. He been doing that shit since he came out. He doing he ain't changing his formula up. Can't be mad at not changing his formula up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I can be. I can be mad at you not changing your fucking formula, nigga. Change with growth, nigga.
Nah, my nigga. If it work, don't fix it, my nigga. He been getting his money on slander since he came out.
But she's minding her business.
Yeah. Everybody minds their business until he says something.
Like, damn.
Yeah, I feel you on that, though.
Like, she's minding her fucking business. She's married. Right. Like, you know, with her fucking husband and shit. Like, what the fuck, man? Like, chill out, man.
Yeah, even though we all know like, she was a little thotty back in the day.
It's just hip-hop. Like, that's what I'm saying. Let's, like, it's done and over with. It's just a line. It's like, ooh, okay. Yeah. But, like, it's not really that serious to me.
He was a little thotty, though.
I mean... Kanye got to understand, yes, like...
Let's count down her bodies real quick.
Hold on. Before he count them bodies, hold on, let me say this.
All right, go ahead.
Kanye knew what he was dealing with.
Oh, yes, definitely.
He did.
Okay.
Definitely.
Absolutely.
So with that being said, let's go, like you said. Let's say it again, my brother.
We're going to count the bodies. The bodies that we know publicly. At least.
The bodies.
All right. So we're going to go...
This nigga side to side.
Hold on. I'm gonna say one nigga. I'm gonna say one nigga that was smart about it.
Right, Ray J.
Yeah. Not Ray J. Shut up.
Nick Cannon.
Reggie Bush.
Oh, Reggie.
Yeah. All right, so boom, we got Ray J, Reggie Bush. That's two.
I said Nick Cannon.
I hit it.
Nick Cannon, how many is that?
That's three, right? That's three.
Nick. Right. Yeah. Ew, Nick.
Ray J, Reggie Bush, Nick Cannon, fucking Chris Humphrey. What's his name? The basketball player.
Oh, yeah.
Chris Humphreys, what's his name? Chris. Light-skinned nigga?
Yeah. Justin Bieber?
Chris something.
What? Justin Bieber?
No, I was just joking.
I don't know. Yeah, that nigga.
Yeah, that nigga. Yeah, because you don't watch sports.
Yeah, no.
You trash.
All right. She got some more in there.
Justin Bieber?
I don't know about Justin Bieber. Nah.
Seal.
Seal? The game. Let's put him in there.
Yeah, I guess you can throw him in there now, the way he's talking.
Let's put him in there.
Yeah, the game.
Damn.
Why he had to say you grabbed your throat, though? Like, calm down, game. Like, goddamn, man.
That's what she
like,
did. Like everybody knows Emma Rosa freak. Like,
nah, man. Same on. So nah, what?
Don't do that.
Yeah.
What? What?
She mind her business.
What? She mind her business.
He grabbed it.
Oh my God. You retarded, man. Ooh. That's Moses.
Ooh.
Whatever, man. She
got a few of them.
Strong on.
And there's a few I'm missing, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, I'm done.
But yeah, Kanye knew what he was getting himself into when he married her. But still, show some respect a little bit.
Yeah.
And I feel what you said. That nigga got to grow up a little bit. Come on.
Yeah. Like,
Well, you got to grow up a little, just a little bit.
But damn, can that be kind of like part of the reason why Kanye be going crazy a little bit too? Yeah. Maybe he got all that crazy shit going on in his head and shit too. Like, you know what I mean?
My thing is, she'll live long. Like, she got kids and shit.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, she got kids. She mind the business.
Let it go.
Yeah.
You could have did somebody recently. I don't know why. But it was just a hotline.
Yeah, he going for that.
It's a hotline.
That beat is hard.
It's just, yeah. It's
that beat is hard.
I can't wait to hear the record, my nigga. The beat is hard.
Whatever the sample that is.
Kanye can't get mad no way because he did the same thing to, what's that girl? The white girl? Taylor girl, whatever her name is.
Who, Taylor Swift?
Taylor Swift.
Yeah, he ain't say I grabbed her by the throat and nudged in her mouth.
But I don't care.
Oh, but he was like, if I fucked her, or some shit, right?
Oh,
and then she was like, it was cool. And then that's name. Oh, it's not cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm.
I don't know.
Why?
I don't give a fuck about no Taylor Swift.
Why, Kanye? Why? You stupid, man.
Then he's showing a thing. Oh, it sounds nice. This is hot, bitch.
Hey, yo. Hey, yo. So, what's the shit we got on the list? The man weaves.
The man weaves.
What the fuck?
You seen them shits, Jizzle?
Niggas is pop.
Yeah, I just shared that shit.
You just shared it?
Yeah, I just shared that shit.
You got a mic? You got a mic, man?
Yeah.
With the curves. Man,
with the curves. No, they laid it down like tracks.
Right.
Like soul glow.
They shade their shit and put the glue on it.
It was like soul glow. Whoa. Nigga had the fresh wave.
Okay, you got to make sure you talking to the mic.
That shit was crazy.
Yeah, them niggas is out of pocket. Let me tell you.
I seen how they did the Fetty Wap.
Yeah, they got the waves. Yeah, they got the Fetty Wap, the fucking dreads.
Yeah. That shit.
Put the spray paint on your fucking head. I'm about to spray paint my goddamn hairline.
I'm gonna start.
You gonna spray? Hold on. You gonna spray paint your hairline back?
Yo,
I'm gonna start having a weed blow and just spraying the head. See it come off.
Yeah, they said that shit lasts for like 2 to 3 weeks or some shit like that. And then that shit starts sliding down your fucking
right. Like you're fucking bleeding from your scalp and shit.
Get the fuck out of here.
Man. Yeah. Baby, what's wrong? What the fuck?
What's this on my pillow?
They had it was crazy too, because they had all different kind of designs of that shit. Yeah. Like the high top fade.
Everything. Like, yo, this nigga went from being bald to having
the juice fade.
The juice fade,
nigga.
He had to get it back, right? Yeah.
Get that. We won't even say nothing.
Yo, if this nigga kid pop up with the fade again, the high top fade again,
right?
I'm gonna slap
this nigga. Two weeks later,
that's crazy.
Hold on, since we're saying that, do you think Young Jock probably be doing that?
Young Jock?
Oh, he might have some hair weave. Remember I showed you the picture of Young Jock? He had the little purple hair slick to the side.
What's going on with that?
I don't know, man. Shit, like, I don't understand this. I don't understand it. I don't understand it.
Shout out to Atlanta.
Yeah?
Yeah, I guess.
Shout out to Atlanta.
I seen him on the analytics.
Mm-hmm.
Low key.
I just saw that. That's what I showed cuz at.
What, that's the
with the waves, right? Yeah, with the waves.
The waves.
If they're doing that, can they do that with the beard too?
Yeah, they can do it with the beard too. Yeah,
of course. You want your beard?
I'm just about to get the Ben Laden.
There you go. Just for a second.
Not going
do some dirty work.
You about to
looking for a nigga in the beard. I don't even got it no more.
Yeah.
That's what you get.
Hold on. Did you say you gonna get the Ben Laden beard?
The Ben Laden beard.
Do some dirty work.
To go do some dirty work.
Go some like what the fuck?
On some dirty or Dirty Water podcast.
On the Dirty Water.
Man, that'd be very interesting, yeah. I will hey, send me a picture when you do that. When you do that, make sure you send me a picture.
The fake beard.
That's crazy.
Weave on your face, nigga. What?
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's how we do. Welcome to Dirty Water Podcast, OG. Thought you was up out of here. God bless you.
He just want to come and say something. Just want to say something one time.
You know what I mean? All
you
right,
can't,
yo,
wait. You can't eat pussy with a fake beard, can you?
What?
Oh God!
What? You eat pussy with a fake beard?
Listen here.
I don't know. You have to ask a female that.
I mean, I'm saying,
would you try it?
If I had a fake bed?
Yeah.
I'm definitely eating pussy with a fake bed. If I
had get one. A tat, it's a wrap.
Right. There you go. Oh, look.
Your beard will be messed up.
Yeah. It'll be floating.
Right. Fucking paint be dripping down your face and shit.
You got to take it to the people. Damn. They be mad as hell. What the fuck? A bitch squirt on your face? Nah, see. That was eating clam chowder.
I'm sitting here thinking about all the chemicals going in the pussy.
Oh, see. Hey, that's crazy. You thinking about the woman. I'm thinking about myself.
So hold on. You going to tell me she got some black dye down there after you get done?
Nigga, that's what I'm saying.
Thighs, she be like, I swear to God, I know I shave. Why the fuck is my shit hairy?
Right. I don't even know.
That nigga come up with bald on his chin. Right. Like, damn, what happened to your chin?
That's what I'm saying.
But ate the pussy with the beard, she didn't even know it.
Oh, shit.
Got the Rick Ross and the shit, she didn't even know it.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yo, Moses, you are fucking retarded.
Put Molly in the drink, she need no.
Yeah, chill out. We don't do that at Dirty Water Podcast.
Nah, we don't do that. Right. I'm just saying, yeah. Rick Ross is hard for saying that.
Yeah, he got some slack for that shit, too.
But you, I'm just taking the risk.
And when why I first heard him, look, go ahead.
I'm saying, why you get mad at him? A lot of people done saying some nasty shit.
That's true too, but I mean, I ain't gonna lie. When I heard it, like when I first heard it, I was like, "Ooh, yeah. Like, I was like, hold up, man!" Like,
I was like, "Rape."
Oh yeah, I was like, "Hold up,
that's all I got."
That's all I got. That's all
I put the mommy's drink. Right. She know it. Even, rape.
Right.
I was like, I don't want to listen to your part.
Jesus. I'm like, hold up, you talk about some shit I don't relate to. My nigga, like,
I really can't be mad at Reebok. Like, imagine the dude like driving down the street, bumping at you.
Oh yeah, we got Rick Ross on this. Let me listen to this. Yeah.
Yeah.
But the Molly her drink, she didn't. Wait a minute.
Yeah. Ain't it.
Wait a minute. We don't go for that. I'm turning this car right around.
Hey,
you take,
man.
Rick Ross right off that Reebok. I'm serious.
I'm telling you. And it wasn't even like when everybody caught it yet. Like when I heard it. So when I heard it, I was like, ooh. And then I was just like, oh shit, that's gonna be a red flag. So it's like somebody gonna say something about that.
He tried.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, yeah. But 2 days, like it was on the news. It was like,
but
Ross.
I mean, like y'all said, it ain't like motherfuckers ain't never said no crazy shit. Cause like, what about when Biggie said, don't they know my nigga gotta kidnap kids, fuck them in the ass, throw them over the bridge? Like,
you know what I'm saying?
Like, that's like, whoa, that's my favorite rapper. Like, oh, hold
yeah,
up.
Yeah, Biggie was on some other shit. But
yeah, I'm like, hold, you could have left out the fuck him in the ass part and then you could just throw him over the bridge. Like, damn, like, yeah. Just throw him over the fucking bridge, man. Damn. Like,
so then M said some nasty and crazy shit.
Oh, no, M definitely. Oh, yeah.
Right.
Right.
So, yeah. Like, come on. So, like, I just feel like, just look at his art.
That shock factor, you know?
It's
man?
Just art.
That's a hard bar, too.
What?
That Biggie bar.
Yeah, I mean, it is. I mean, just, damn, you ain't have to, you know.
In the song, you know, it goes with the song.
Yeah, it does.
It's just.
Yeah. That shit, that's how it is. Mm-hmm. My shit is laid out. Fuck that beef shit. That shit, yeah, that's my shit. Mm-hmm.
Kid.
Y'all niggas,
let me show you what the niggas real.
Yeah, shout out to X, man. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, X got some.
He got some sick shit too, nigga.
I don't care when that came him. Out. Yo, come on.
I think I might have heard him say he was fucking a corpse or something.
Shit, he even said fuck your daughter right in front of you.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Then
yeah, hold up.
Like what you want to do?
Yeah. Ask you seriously, what you want to do? Kill me, but I'm gonna kill you.
That's hard.
Frustrating, isn't it? Like, yeah.
Like, I was getting played.
Welcome home, X again. Yeah. God damn, that's my nigga, man.
Welcome home, office, X. Man.
X.
We with you, son.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Enough of y'all niggas barking.
You fucking barking and shit, man.
These Fayetteville niggas always barking.
Yo, calm down. You live here. You live here. Calm down, nigga. You live here. Like, what the fuck?
You never seen no Fayetteville niggas, bark. No
y'all niggas is the East Side barkers, my nigga. Yeah.
Yo, chill out, man. Chill out.
That's when you know we in the house.
These niggas stupid.
Sick of you. Because when Dipset was all through all of them, niggas with the big shirts everywhere.
Big shirts. Y'all was looking like
young Soulja Boys. Back then, I don't want to hear.
Well, nah, Soulja Boy was looking like us, nigga.
Nah, man.
But Soulja Boy was looking crazy though.
Okay,
y'all was we like, ain't had no big ass glasses.
Yeah, y'all was like,
yeah, niggas was wearing paper towel bandanas.
Nah,
I wasn't wearing no damn paper towel bandana.
Yeah, remember Kiss and Fab was doing that shit?
Yeah, that was just for a hot summer, my nigga.
I don't want to hear that shit. They was doing it, and Kiss my favorite rapper. Fucking, I'm just saying. Dude.
Yeah, he made you want to put one on.
No, he didn't, because I never put one on. Let's get that fucking clear.
This nigga definitely had the bounty wrapped around his forehead.
Hell, fuck no.
This nigga had the folded bounty wrapped around his forehead.
Dave, I think I remember you doing it.
I might have showed you.
I think you did it.
Nah, yeah.
You did it. You had the paper towel around your fucking forehead.
I don't remember that.
Looking like you was like a fucking gangbanger.
Nah.
I promise you. Yeah.
So they was like, a bitch can do like me.
Hey. Nope. Yeah. That was him.
Yeah, and I was doing that dance too. That shit was
lit. That was hard. Shout out D4E.
That was him, I promise you.
D-D-D.
Okay. I promise you.
Hey.
D-D-D.
Hey, yo, so we got
Bet you can do it like me.
Shut up, nigga. Comic View. Remember Comic View, guys?
Oh, come on.
Right?
Yeah.
10 o'clock.
Yeah.
BT.
Earthquake.
Yeah, what y'all remember about Comic View, man?
Shit. I remember I just used to watch that shit faithfully. Because that was around the time I used to try to fall asleep. So,
yeah.
Turn that shit on. All them old comics. Mm-hmm. A lot of them still doing their thing. Yeah, I mean, D.L. Hughley was on there.
Word.
Fucking Cedric the Entertainer was on there.
Yeah, what was my man name? The big dude.
Red Grant was on there.
Bruce yeah.
Yeah.
Earthquake.
Yeah. Earthquake,
what's the other big dude, man?
Lavelle Crawford?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Lavelle Crawford.
Yeah, man. So,
that dude right there had me by the
Yeah. Remember, I think he told the joke when he was, he said he almost wrecked his car. When he seen the hot light come on and Krispy Kreme.
Yeah.
he said he cut over 4 lanes of traffic to get to Krispy Kreme.
Yo, I literally seen somebody bust a hard goddamn left across traffic to go get the goddamn Krispy Kreme because they seen the hot now.
Right,
sign
and that's why I'm not mad they putting the medians everywhere because, you know, like all down fucking, what's that road down here? With Krispy Kreme at.
What, Bragg? Bragg Boulevard?
Yeah. Remember, it was open. Wasn't open at one point?
Yeah, niggas just turned quick.
Yeah, it was open at one point. Then they put the little median on it. Yeah, they no more cutting through, U-turning and all that shit. Right?
Yeah, that shit, man.
Yeah. Trying to get you to stop making them because it used to be some crazy turns. Niggas would really turn right in front of you.
Right.
Getting a stadium downtown. Nigga, downtown that was dry as hell. It was dry. Now we got a whole goddamn stadium.
Right, that shit.
Yeah, like you mad about the stadium. It's going to bring in a lot of businesses and shit.
I know it.
It's going to bring some money.
I know it. It's just
a lot of traffic.
Change.
A lot of traffic.
So quick.
Some jobs too, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Jobs for who?
Somebody got to work.
You know, Camel Camel Soup gonna be right down the road, right off of City Creek.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they open a Campbell Soup jump off down there.
Yeah, they about to open up one down there. Gonna be a lot of jobs out there.
Hell
yeah!
But Comic View. that shit. I used to love that shit. Come on at 10 o'clock at night, nigga. Needed that shit to go get you a good laugh for a good hour. And I remember I used to love when they used to have the fucking repeats. And they had the back-to-backs come on all day, all night, nigga. Mm-hmm. Used to love Comic View, man.
What happened? Like, why they don't do that no more?
They had the specials,
They should try to bring, like, a Comic View or something back, right?
They did to try to bring it back. It just won't pop you gotta understand, after a while, when people don't understand or know nothing, they just forget about stuff. So it's hard for them to bring it right back, especially when it's not the same people that we knew, because they had some funny comedians back then. Everybody trying to be, seems like, a little bit of comedian on the low. Yeah. Some people funny, some people not.
You know what I think it is? It's social media, too.
Oh, yeah. Because
you know what I mean? Niggas ain't really watching TV for comedy anymore. Yeah. Everybody looking on their phones. So. Yeah.
But at the same time, them comics had to work.
Oh, it's different.
Like, they had to work, so... When they was getting them comedians, they people had been work for a good minute. We just didn't know them at the time. I thought they were just new popping up. So I was like, okay, this new.
Yeah.
They've been in the game for a long time.
Grinding. Yeah.
So you see Cedric Entertainment was on there one time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A bunch of people.
Damn, what's.
It was a lot of people.
Dark skinned shorty. She was on
Simone.
Simone.
Yeah. She was on there, yeah.
It was another lady on there. I forgot her damn name, but it was a lot of people on there. Like,
yeah,
it was the funniest shit ever I seen, man. Like, me and my dad used to crack up plenty of nights. That's what used to keep me up.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I'd be like, yo, dude, let's watch on.
A lot of comedians on there.
Yeah,
there was a lot of comedians came on.
A lot of comedians came up, and it was just a fun atmosphere.
Yeah, if you would have waited 2 more hours, BET Uncut, you know what I mean? Popping.
Word.
You know what I mean?
Word.
It was lit.
Word.
Yeah.
Tip drill.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You tell us a male podcast. Mm-hmm.
Speaking of
I couldn't wait to get a credit card. I tried doing my lunch card. It didn't work.
Mm. Speaking of tip drill, y'all seen that new video by City Girl and what's her name?
That shit ain't no tip drill. That shit whack, man.
You what? Crazy.
It's all right. The City Girl Cardi and B, Cardi B shit.
I ain't see it.
No. That video is crazy. Just,
yeah, I got it in my dick.
You got it in your dick?
I got like a mixed CD. Got like a bunch of songs on one CD.
Okay.
I got it on there.
I went crazy. That's what made me.
Wanted it on there, but it was on there.
I think that's what made me go crazy. You taking me to work. I think I seen it. I was like, oh, God, what's going on? That's too much booty.
It's just a whole bunch of twerking and shit.
Yeah, it just made me go crazy.
Tons of bitches on that twerk.
All right, well, what's some of your favorite comedians though? Like, one of my favorite comedians is Bernie Mac. Rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
There you go.
That was one of D-Man. My favorite. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Richard Pryor.
That's a good one. Mm-hmm.
Richard Pryor is one of my.
You a hater, man. Everybody like Richard Pryor, of course. Yeah. I like Richard Pryor because he got to everybody. I like Red Fox too.
Yeah, I like Red Fox.
Red Fox is cool. I like Jamie Foxx. I like him as a comedian and a fucking artist and a singer.
Yeah.
He's
a real talented.
He's real talented.
He's nice.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Actor.
Of course, Martin.
Oh, yeah, Martin.
Martin when he was...
Martin.
Yeah, man.
Weren't they talking about trying to bring Martin back?
I don't know if I want to see it.
I hope they don't.
Yeah, Tommy ain't there.
Rest in peace. I forgot about that.
Yeah, Bad Boys 3, they taping that right now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm going to go see that.
For sure.
Yeah, I'm going to go see that.
I like all the Wayans, especially Martin.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about the Wayans. The Wayans, that's some funny niggas. Yeah.
Right. Funny ass family.
Martin's really funny, too. He got his own show. I keep forgetting. I'm going to get one of them chips and... Watch your show. What's the dark nigga with glasses? He funny too.
Dark nigga with glasses.
Michael Blackston.
Yeah.
Michael Blackston don't wear glasses.
Nah, the nigga that plays.
He funny though.
He funny.
Yeah, he funny.
Get out of there. Whatever. What's that shit? Hmm?
What?
Moses.
Oh,
Uncle Drew.
You talking about damn. The nigga that played Uncle Get Out. The black dude. The TSA nigga.
Oh.
Yeah, he on fire right now.
You know
what's
fucked up?
Real.
Yeah, real, but I ain't see Uncle Drew.
Okay, yeah.
Man, I got to see that. Because I fuck with Kyrie Irving.
Yeah, real cool.
Huh?
It was funny.
Was it? All right, yeah.
Don't forget about Cat Williams. I didn't want to leave Cat out.
I fuck with Cat. I fuck with Kevin Hart too. I'm sorry. Like, he's funny too.
Kevin Hart funny.
Like, cause you understand, Kevin Hart came from a long way, man. He's funny.
Richard Pryor.
Now, Kevin Hart did come from, he came a long
way. RIP.
He was in what? Paper Soldiers.
Yeah.
Like, that's that was back in. Like, I forgot what year that was.
Let me down laugh.
Yeah.
2000.
Early 2000s or something like
that. You remember when me and you used to ride with your pops listening to Richard Pryor on tape?
That's what I'm saying. Okay. That's why Richard Pryor one of my
favorites. Yeah, I already said Richard Pryor. Richard Pryor.
Richard Pryor one of my favorites.
Bill
Cosby, like Bill Cosby.
listen.
Earthquake.
what's
the nigga that was on?
Really listen to Bill Cosby too much.
What's the nigga that was
I've never seen him stand up.
On Comic View, man, that was real funny. He was kind of fat. He always told me his brother was retarded.
I forgot his name.
You know, he always used to do
light skinned nigga, cowboy head.
Like, don't eat me that dick. Mama, don't do that. She don't do me like that.
Yeah, that's why I forgot his name, bro.
He was Therese something. I don't know what it was.
Damn, I'm trying to think what else he played in.
I don't know.
Oh, we forgetting about one dude too. David Chappelle.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Come on.
Oh yeah.
That dude right there.
Hilarious.
To me was like another reach out to Richard Pryor too. Second Richard Pryor because he gets everybody.
So y'all wanna go ahead and get into some of this real shit?
Yeah, let's go.
All right, that Southview student got caught with a fucking shotgun in his truck. But the reason he got caught though is because he came to school smelling like weed, and they conducted a search on him.
That's normal.
That's fucked up.
You know, before all these kids, you know, all these school shootings, niggas used to be able to keep the fucking shotgun in their truck or whatever, because they would, you know, especially down here, niggas be hunting down here.
Yeah,
so young boys go out there and hunt, but now they can't do it no
more. I don't think with a shotgun, though, you gotta be 18. He's like 17.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, he was dead wrong then.
Yeah. And then it's on school property, so
yeah, you gotta do
they ain't playing that shit, man.
Yeah, you gotta do. Yeah. You definitely gotta do better regardless.
Yeah,
just one thing. You just like at the same time be like, I'm cool.
Right.
Yeah, I'm sure he ain't mean no harm though. That nigga was high.
Yeah, I don't think he meant.
Yeah, he was just cool. Yeah, right. You understand why
he was trying to mind his business, right? But, you know,
he was just trying to get the class. Yeah, you stop me because I'm feeling good.
Yeah. Fucked up for you, man.
Yeah, because he ain't going there with it. He had no attention. He
doing right. I think they said they found it like up under the back seat.
You basically you were searching, then you found it. That's what I'm saying. So
he
smelled.
In.
Basically, he was reeking.
Yeah, he was smelling. Yeah.
Like he was really reeking. Like.
Come on, young man.
You was
man.
Stupid. You know?
There's Come a on. Store right it's, around it's the corner, young man. Everywhere.
Spray down a little right. bit.
It's blunt sprays everywhere. What are you doing?
Young man, there's a store right around the corner. You know what I mean? That you can stop and get some blunt spray, homeboy.
Right.
Before you come into school. Let that be a lesson.
Hey, you know what? We always do shout outs. We ain't never, shout out to Hope Mills.
I don't think I said shout out to Hope Mills.
Hot ass Hope Mills.
Hope Mills popping.
I got a little Ville story. I was talking to my brother one day, and he said to me, when he was down, he was like, man, what the fuck is going on down here in your city? And, you know, he lives in Raleigh. So I was like, what the fuck you mean? So he said he was down there by, you know, the IGA right here on, right there on 53 Cedar Creek Road and shit. And he said he seen a motherfucker with a gun out and chasing another motherfucker with. That the motherfucker just was hauling ass. Like, he was just gone. A motherfucker was chasing him with a gun. Like, in broad daylight. Yeah. Like, he was like, yo, he said, man, that motherfucker was running fast as hell. I said, well, I'm sure he was. He felt like he was going to get shot.
That's not my damn chair.
I said, I'm sure he was. You know what I mean?
Young boys,
I was like, yo, what the fuck going on out here in the Ville? Yo, y'all can't be out here chasing motherfuckers with guns in broad daylight, man.
That's the Ville for you.
Like, what the fuck? Shout out to the East Side.
That's crazy.
that's fucking insane, man.
That's crazy.
And needless to say, you said, yeah, so I'll be going home soon. He's like, I'm going back to Raleigh. I'm out of here. Don't worry about it. We gone.
You
were
talking.
Yeah, it was, you got anything?
Yeah,
on the Ville?
I love Ville segment.
What you got, Moses?
So it's me and my dad. We went to McDonald's. So we just seen, I don't know what the fuck it was. Maybe it was a whole spree, or maybe the pimp was trying to get that money that week. But I swear, all we seen was women just walk back and forth, cracked out, fussing.
Whoa.
Just fussing about the block. I'm like, what is going on? I just wanted an egg sandwich. I don't know what's going on. So I get my egg bank muffin. Delicious.
Sounds disgusting. That shit sounds disgusting.
Use a hater. Shut up. So
egg muffin.
Can I tell my story?
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Mm.
Hairy face. So anyway, I'm sitting there with my dad. We're eating. And the dude, he's seeing this. So he's like, yeah, Lucas be in here. One time, damn bum was in here.
Uh-oh.
And she sat down.
Bums.
And she was like, I need a dollar. He was like, I ain't got no dollar. I'll get something to eat. So I'm sitting there eating. She sit there up on the table and open the legs. I was like, God damn, whoa, I don't want to see that shit. Wow. Damn, I'm trying to eat my damn jealousy. I don't even want my goddamn biscuit. I just bust out laughing. Nah. I was like, God, they doing it like, I was like, they doing it like that. Yeah, they're doing it like that. I said, oh, I said, I'm sorry to hear that, sir. So
that's crazy.
After he says that, we're looking outside. It was two girls. One of the crack girls was like, bitch, didn't I tell you? I told you this shit? My block. I was like,
whoa,
oh, shit.
Whoa.
Like, when did McDonald's become the block? I thought you supposed to get a fucking sandwich then. I get pussy then. Like, they got the game screwed up. I don't think Ronald McDonald was selling pussy. He got perm hair, but he ain't selling it like that. If he is, he's the biggest pimp I ever seen in my life. You know what I'm saying? So,
he is
they saying
pimp.
That. Then I seen one bum black dude come out. I'm like, this is the pimp? God damn it, this is pitiful. Pimping has went down in North Carolina. If this is what it comes to be a pimp in North Carolina, I don't want to be it. I'm like, I'm not seeing the same thing as Snoop Dogg and all them glorifying. This ain't no Don Juan pimp. You know what I'm saying? This thing didn't come out no caddy. I think he had a goddamn Walmart shopping cart. Niggas, you pushing this hoe around? What the fuck is going on? Like, is them skate wheels on the goddamn
no.
shit?
Nah, he ain't have skate wheels on.
Yo, they were shiny. Oh, but anyways, me and my dad, my dad just looking like, damn, this is pitiful. I don't even want to get, you know, I was like, I don't want you to know.
Oh,
I'm good.
Shit.
Like, this is crazy right here. So we trying to come out. The girl looking at me, telling me, hey, I was like, I don't want it. First of all, I don't want to. I don't know. I'm sick. I got Ebola in my dick. I think.
Whoa.
She's like, it don't matter. Bitch, get up.
Whoa.
It don't matter.
I just jumped in the car. I just felt like the African.
Shout out to the Ville,
repo,
man.
But yeah, that's my story. Like at McDonald's
in the Ville,
Ronald McDonald, get this shit in line, man.
He a clown, but you know he's a clown, so you know.
He's a clown pimp.
I can't eat there.
Definitely pimp.
Shit trash.
Yeah.
Anything Dave or no with your fucking New York ass?
You shouldn't eat at Burger King. When Burger King got start selling like cheap ass nuggets, don't eat that shit.
They got 10 nuggets for a dollar.
Nah, yeah. I'm not doing it. As soon as I seen it, I said, that's disgusting.
Yeah, that's
some filthy shit.
That's fucking disgusting.
Yeah, that's nasty. I'm good on that.
That's rat.
Ain't on the mic. Let me shut
up. Yeah.
That's possum and rat. That's why it's so cheap.
So what is
fucking...
What is episode 9? Dirty Water Podcast. That's our fucking podcast. Hope y'all fuck with us. Shout out to all the little listeners we got. And like I said, Instagram, dirty_water_podcast. Twitter, dirty_water_NC. Dirty Water Dave B. Fuck with us. We got Moses.
Word.
We had the OG. It was all great. Fuck with us.
Triple OG.
And Jizzle. We out this motherfucker. Jizzle.
Moses.
C-note. Yeah, we out of here. And E. You.
C-note.
Can you please give me a dirty water that Jesus walked on?